540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Mom was always very organized. But my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Style.
talking about Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi name is Loopy. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym, you ever heard of water walking? She's deaf to the left, the fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight, that crochet all day. Legend of the Bay, and boys be breaking necks and trying to beak at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish. What? Such a gracious host, she's cooking up latkes and challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master, just try and catch her. You think you got a renter, but chuck, so you know she's master in a Prius, of course, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Spectre Gadget, cause she lives her life as fast, she drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around. Cause they're the Spice Girls, muy caliente.
So you're carbo loading for now. Sticklers for Specificity from 2020. That's Porky's Groove Machine and Sad on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Spice Girls before that. Double dip of Porky's Groove Machine to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. Hello, everybody. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker on Max Inc. Radio. Original local music every Saturday night, 6 to midnight. And Porky's Groove Machine, I don't know if it's their next show because I don't have their calendar in front of me, but they have a show coming up, Rocker, and you can watch it from the comforts of your own home.
That's right, Jimmy. Coming up New Year's Eve, we're going to have a special edition of Max Inc. Radio right here on Civic Media. It's going to be a New Year's Eve party, 6 to midnight. We're going to have a couple of bands perform, and we're going to interview them. So we're going to have multi-camera shoots. We're going to have high-end audio recording, high-end video recording. You're going to be able to listen to it here on the radio, and you're going to be able to go on the internet and watch the live stream. And we're going to have Porky's Groove Machine, Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros. It's going to be a fabulous show, Jimmy.
It's going to be a rocking New Year's Eve for sure. So we're going to be at the spaceship.tv broadcasting live. And we're going to have the bands are going to play a good set of music. We're not sure of the timing and everything yet, but we'll have more details as we come. It's going to be a great night. If you choose to stay home and skip the mayhem out, and you know, New Year's Eve at the bars is like a rookie night. You know, it's like going out on it's like going out on St. Patrick's Day. You just don't want to go to the bar on these holidays. So just hang out and join Max Inc. Radio and the spaceship.tv in your living room. It's going to be a fun night, Rocker.
It's going to be pretty cool. You know, the spaceship.tv, they got their start during the lockdowns. It was an idea before that, but during the lockdowns when bands were streaming, they were coming out and they were doing streaming concerts, but in really high quality with high quality video, high quality audio. And normally this is a service that people would pay to kind of go see this show, just like a normal live music venue. But for our night, New Year's Eve, it's going to be absolutely free for all of our listeners to go on and check out the spaceship.tv and our special New Year's Eve broadcast of Max Inc.
Happy. Can't believe it's 2023 already, you know? We got music on the way from Kirsty Krause. We'll do some Randy Sins out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And Jenna Jane coming up from Wausau. Also, Jackson Taylor is going to be on the show. He has a show coming up at B's Tap House over in Rapids. That's coming up very soon. Terry Barr had a video podcast with him, and that's recorded and ready to play for you just after 8:30. Civil Engineers, they're part of our New Year's Eve party. This is their latest song right now called Stay Down on Max Inc. Radio.
Geek Radio, radio for the people.
Double Radio 92.7. She's playing at the Eagle Lanes with Rebel Jane in Eagle River, Wisconsin, Saturday, December 10th. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Terry Barr had a conversation with Jackson Taylor, who's playing at Bee's Tap House in Rapids, Wisconsin Rapids, coming up here very soon. Have a great conversation. You'll hear some new music from Jackson Taylor. But right now, new music from Randy Sins, who has a show coming up at the Marbell Tanner in Menominee, Wisconsin on December 16th. Sandy Katz, it's going to be Andy Sins, and Alone With You on Max Inc. Radio.
How I'd love to be around you when the lonely nights surround you. How I'd love to be alone with you. What I'd give to have the power to read your mind one hour. How I'd love to be alone with you. Just to be with you one night, you and me alone. Kiss your lips and hold you. Joy unending could be a real beginning. How I love to be alone with you. Mm-hmm. when the lonely nights surround you. How I'd love to be alone with you.
And great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media, Kirsty Krause there, and Bird. You know, Kirsty was at Atwood Fest this past year, had a great set rocker, and Kirsty's a sweetheart, but you know what? Her parents are a hoot.
You know, she has really supportive parents, and I think that that's really critical for her.
Yeah.
And you know, as a songwriter, that support that you can have, so parents always, they always really make it or break it. But Kirsty was, I think she was just up here visiting her family, and you could have probably caught her around all last week during the holidays, but she's on her way back to Nashville.
Probably. Do you remember Dad's name?
Oh, Mr. Krause.
Mr. Krause. Ironic, dude. He and I and E-Dub and Michael Pan, we had a great time hanging out backstage at the Alchemy stage while Christy was playing, and a little bit after. Good times.
Oh, and her mom and her sister, they were crazy partying.
Yeah,
they were having a good time. Everybody, you know, she had a lot of fans out there who followed her around. So it was a really good show.
Atwood Fest 2022, huge success. I can't wait for Atwood Fest 2023. That's the last full weekend in July, in case you're wondering. In case you were wondering, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop them online for the holidays right now, igniteglassandgifts.com. Stick around. Terry Barr is on the air next, having a conversation with Jackson Taylor on Max Inc. Radio.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Okay, everybody, now please put your hands together and welcoming to the Max Inc. Radio Show. We are very happy to have Jackson Taylor joining us. Yay! Hey, Jackson, how are you?
Great, great. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. We want to let everybody know right off the bat, Jackson is going to be the featured artist at a show sponsored by our Civic Media Network sister station. It's Wisc Country 105.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids. Now, the show is coming up Friday, December 2nd. It's at Bee's Tap House in Rapids. All right. So let me ask you, Jackson, with all of that sort of out of the way and something for people in the area to look forward to, if someone doesn't know Jackson Taylor, how would you best describe your music and kind of that idea of what you are all about right now?
That's a good question. I guess like my music is very, I do, like you could call it modern country, I guess, in a way. I would not call it pop country, I guess, like what some people, you know, like to call today's radio country, I guess. I don't
know. Yeah, you're right.
I would say it's, has like the vibe from like the early to mid 2000s. So like some artists, like the production of at least like the last song I released, I'd say like the production could be compared to something like Jason Michael Carroll or like Steve Azar or some people like that from the early mid 2000s. Me as an artist, I guess I like to write songs, and I like to write songs about life and things as they come to me throughout life. And I would say that I'm authentic to myself as an artist. I don't try to be somebody else. I just try to be me.
Do you always have a notebook with you, or do you always have a pen and something that, like, if you need to write down some song lyrics quick, you have a way to do that?
I usually just like a note app in my phone or something, or like Google Docs or something like that nowadays. I used to always have like a notebook with me, like when I was younger, but now I guess with technology, I write most of my songs on like Google Docs or something like that. But yeah. Like yesterday I just had a song idea come to me, and I wanted to write it, but I was like on the way to an appointment or something, and it came to me and I'm like, oh, that'd be a good song. And I like jotted it down in my phone real quick, but I haven't got to it yet. I'll maybe get to it in a few weeks.
I'm always fascinated by the process. So for you, is it always the words and then the music, or not necessarily?
Typically, it's usually the lyric. For me, it's usually the lyrics come first.
Okay.
And a lot of times I'll have like a melody in mind for those lyrics, or I'll have like, you know, you have like a line come to you and you'll kind of know how you want it to go. And then it's just trying to find something on the guitar that you can make work with that. Or, you know, sometimes though I'll be sitting around and I'll be playing guitar, playing some chords, playing some progressions, and something will kind of be like, ooh, that'd be a cool, you know, a cool melody. Or maybe some words will come to that as you're just messing around at home playing, you know, guitar and practicing at home. But
yeah. Well, now I have to ask you, how long have you played guitar or had this interest in music?
About probably between like 8 and 10 years. So I'm 26 now. So I think I picked up my first guitar when I was 15, like 16.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, I just kind of learned guitar just good enough to where I could play some chords and sing. So I'm not like a amazing guitar player. I just play good enough so I can sing pretty much.
Yeah, but you do solo shows too. So I would say you must be good enough to to do those.
I guess, but yeah. So I mean, I can play rhythm guitar pretty good, I guess. But then like anything else, kind of just enough so I can sing and do what I want to do and write songs. So
nice, nice. I want to ask you about a song that we're going to play after this interview. It's the Painting Pictures. And I know that's a pretty popular song of yours right now. What is it about, or what can you tell us about this particular song?
So I wrote that song in 2020, and I wrote it. I wrote the first like three lines, I believe, to it the week after I met my wife.
Oh.
And then I wrote the rest of it throughout the first 3 months of our relationship. And I finished it like 3 or 4 months after, pretty much after we met. And she really liked the song, and I played it at a lot of my shows, and people seemed to like it and like the story behind it as well. And so I decided to go get it recorded earlier this year over in Minnesota with my producer, Greg Huberty, and then released it in June of this year.
Well, I can't wait to play it for everybody, and thanks for telling us a little bit about it so people will have an idea. It's so interesting, though. Music means so many things to different people, and I think that's why we all love it so much. You know what it means to you and how you wrote this song, but, you know, we'll listen to it, other people will listen to it, and they'll get something maybe totally different, which is why music really is so cool, isn't it?
Right, right. I mean, like, that song I wrote, like, it's kind of just about, like, everything's true with it pretty much. Like, every lyric has like a date or something, like a date we had attached to it, like a meaning behind each line. And the chorus is mainly just about building a future together with somebody and growing old together.
And now she's your wife, so congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, as a musician, I understand you are full-time now as a musician. You're doing this thing.
Yep.
What are your hopes what made you decide, I am going to do this, I'm going full out, and I'm going to make it happen?
So, like, in 2020, I quit my normal full-time job as a auto, I did auto collision, auto, like, restoration type stuff. And I quit that to do, actually to do fitness coaching. So I started my own business, fitness coaching, personal training. And it went pretty good. Like, I had almost 30 clients and things were going good.
Yeah.
But I was still kind of doing some of my music a little bit here and there, like maybe 4 or 5 shows a month. And then it came to a point, I think last summer, where I had like 10 or 12 shows in August booked. Like, I liked doing the coaching, I liked doing the music. But then when I was coaching, I felt like I really wanted to be writing songs and working on music. So then I kind of kept going back and forth of what I wanted to do. But then when I had those 12 shows booked, I was like, well, I could probably do this full time. So I kind of just really dove into like contacting a ton of venues and working on things and getting better and things like that. So then I kind of just dove into doing it full time there. And I think just quitting my job and making and knowing I don't want to go back to that gave me the confidence to just do it.
That's awesome. And honestly, in a little time that you chose to do this, your schedule is actually kind of crazy. How do we find you? How do we keep up with you? I noted too that you've got shows just in the next couple of weeks, Green Bay, Wausau, Lake Mills. So you're everywhere, which is great.
Yeah, I cover the state pretty good, I would say. And I think, I mean, just my website would be the main thing. So just JacksonTaylorMusic.com.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm on Instagram, Jackson Taylor Music. I do have a Facebook page, but I just feel weird saying this because I've been saying this like all the time about my gigs, but Facebook decided to unpublish it so nobody can see it but me. So I'm working on getting that back. It says it's under review right now, but
good for you.
Once it's available, you can find me on Facebook.
But got it.
The main place is just the website, JacksonTaylorMusic.com.
Okay. So yeah, and I've looked at your website.
Everything up to date to today that I booked is on there.
So. It is. You know what I also noticed in looking at your website and some of your social media, almost every photo of you, it's you, a guitar, and almost always a car. Very cool cars too. What's up with your love of cars?
That was my first passion, I guess, growing up. Like, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be I wanted to work on cars. I wanted to do auto body restoration, things like that. And I did that. I mean, I did that for like 7, 8 years, I think. I mean, I started when I was like 15 and I did that until I was like 24, 25. But
and now you've done it. You can cross it off your list and move on to being the full-time musician you are.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, the 71 Monte Carlo there, that's in a lot of my pictures and like on my website, I had that since I was 15.
So. Oh, wow. Okay. Everybody,
my first car.
They need to go to your website to see those photos. You look awesome. That car is pretty hot though, too. So. Oh my gosh. Is there anything else about you that people don't know? I mean, I think we've already learned some really interesting things in just this little bit of a talk, but anything strange that has happened to you on the road, anything funny that people may not know about you?
I don't know. I'm pretty pretty transparent with if you follow me on social media, I talk about life and what's going on usually quite a bit.
Great.
But just all the driving though, all the places I go every week. I get to deal with people's traffic, the way they drive.
So oh, yeah.
That's about it.
That's got to be very interesting. Man.
Last week in that snowstorm, there was a semi in the middle of a cornfield last week. So I watched it go into the cornfield in the afternoon, too.
Oh, dear. And you're thinking, please don't let that happen to me.
Right. Yeah, you never know. I mean, the roads weren't that bad, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Just you always see stuff like that.
Well, and I think that's part of our conversation, too. People forget that you just don't appear at a gig. You actually have to get there by car, and that can be trepidatious. But, you know, we're so grateful to you for doing what you are doing because music is so important to so many people.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people I know look at it oh, you just come to here, this bar, wherever the venue is. And they're you just play for 3 hours and you're done. That's awesome. That's an awesome job. I'm a lot of people don't see the backside of it,
Yes.
The booking, the travel, the you know, expenses, everything like that.
Well, we are proud of you and are here to support you and excited for the show you have coming up at V's Tap House in Wisconsin Rapids. Again, that's Friday, December 2nd, and it's sponsored by our sister station in the Civic Media Network. That is WisCountry 105.5 FM. Are you looking forward to that show?
Yes, it's a cool venue. It's an older, kind of like a historic building in a way. Excellent. And I just really like playing. It's a great sounding room. They got a little stage. They got a lot of different beers that you can choose from. And they also have homemade pizzas. So.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Well, we invite everybody out to see you. Oh, my goodness. And I hope you have a great crowd. And once more, Jackson, give us your website so people can check out. If they can't make this Rapids date, then they can find another date close to them where they can come and see you perform.
Yeah, it's just JacksonTaylorMusic.com.
Perfect. Jackson, thank you so much for being here. And now here comes that song that I promised to everybody, Painting Pictures. This is from Jackson Taylor, and we are Local Music.
Chips and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
you find me down that road? Oh, Johnny Law, don't you find me? Cause I'm done with killing, I'm going home.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That's the brand new one from Mascot Theory there and Fast Car Getaway. There's actually a really cool video for that up on Mascot Theory's social medias. Check that out. The American Dead before that, and Jackson Taylor with his song Painting Pictures. And of course, thanks to Terry Barr and Jackson Taylor for coming on the air with us tonight, Rocker. It was a pretty cool interview.
Jimmy, and later coming up in Max and Kevy, I'm going to have Lo-Fi Killers. They're a rock duo from Madison. They'll be in to tell us a little bit about it. And they're bringing one of their buddies, Brian from Subatomic, will be in here. So maybe we'll kind of ask him a few Subatomic questions, like, when are you coming back? When's the next show? When's the new song?
Nudge, nudge, say no more.
You know, and But, you know, we'll play some Subatomic. So it'll be a really good time. We're going to have a good time. Coming up here, Max and Kevy, about 10:30.
Plus, you got Essential Last Crack. Dude, I haven't seen Brian Maul in ages.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's going to be good.
He's a good guy, for sure. Makes me almost want to stay here. But I'm tired. I'm old. I got to go to bed. I got to get my beauty sleep for the Packer game tomorrow, Rocker.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy game. Jimmy, I think we can do it, though. I have faith in the Pack. Oh, come on, Jimmy.
Go, Pack, go. That's all I got to say. All right, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a double dip of Or Does It Explode? They have a show, too. We'll tell you all about that next. Next hour on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Mrs. Kane, get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio.
Women hear a lot about...
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in.
Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from
WFHR,
HUD in partnership with the National...
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE. Broadcasting at 97.5